Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Daily Bible, where we go through the Bible verse by verse. My name is William Hemsworth, and thank you for joining me today as we continue on in Matthew's Gospel. Today, we are going to go over Matthew chapter 3, verses 3 and 4. Those verses say, "For this is he who was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah when he said, 'The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight.' Now John wore a garment of camel's hair and a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey." Now, if you listen to yesterday's episode, John the Baptist was an Elijah-like figure who mimicked Elijah in a lot of ways, including his clothing. And here we get a description of what he wore. And if you want to check out what Elijah wore, again, go back to 2 Kings chapter 1. But this prophecy here in verse 3, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, it's a quotation from Isaiah chapter 40, verse 3. And that whole passage outlines John's entire mission. And what's interesting, and this is very unique in the Gospels, is that all four Gospels connect these words of Isaiah to John's ministry. There's some Gospels, depending on what the story is, they may mention something, they may not. But here, all four mention John the Baptist's ministry and correlate it here with this quotation from Isaiah chapter 40, verse 3. So it's very important. And if you want to check out those passages, it's Mark chapter 1, verse 3, Luke chapter 3, verse 4, and John chapter 1, verse 23. And of course, the passage in Matthew chapter 3 as well. So John the Baptist, even though he's not mentioned a lot in the Gospels, he is a very important figure, or else he wouldn't be mentioned in all four Gospels. So John the Baptist, pray for us. God bless you. Have a great day.